Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Oh, our military. The United States Armed Forces. The service men and women of America have been, have risen to the level of the highest place in esteem, in sacrifice. You may have recently seen or read about soldiers being deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan, or seen or read about them returning home. I remember an incredibly heart-touching story of a little girl who refused to let go of her father. And a picture was taken of her holding his hand even when they were in formation. And you see the soldier and families with tears of joy when they return, and tears of sorrow when they leave. But how many in Hawaii, or America for that matter, realize that each one, each family, each soldier, each child, each spouse is unique? Everyone has a story to tell. Well, every once in a while we come across certain stories, certain programs that we do in times past, and they need to be brought back in order for you, our listeners, to receive the blessing of what was received by those who listened back when we aired it first. Well, today we have a special program of Chief Warrant Officer Noel Pastor, and he has a story to share. This is a pre-recorded broadcast that we're putting together for you at this special time, especially during a time when there is so much tumult going on around the world and our armed forces, our servicemen and women, are active in the defense and progress and protection of our nation. So take a listen. I'll be back with you with a few words in between. But here is our time. And with me, with the show, when we recorded it, was my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry. And you'll hear him as well. We have a special guest today, and he is very special. He's a warrior. And his family has a special grace on them, as I believe God has given a special grace on the families who represent our country overseas. You see, it's easy to downplay the sacrifices men and women make on the battlefield, fighting a war thousands of miles away, so that, like in so much of the world, so much in the world where the battles are fought on their shores, that is not the case for the United States of America. But did you know that these warriors, these heroes, suffer in ways people who are not in the military or haven't been in war cannot imagine? Today we have with us Chief Warrant Officer Noel Pastor. And you've got to hear his story. Mr. Pastor, tell us about, you know, your your first deployment to Iraq, what was it like for you? I mean, since we're talking about this girl holding her daddy's hand, we all can relate with you. You have two kids. Mm-hmm. Now, how was it, in your experience, being deployed?
Aloha, first of all, to all of you. I grew up on the North Shore in Waialua, and growing up, it's always been my dream to be in the military.
Yes.
There was nothing else planned. It was just that, being in the Army. And I came in when I was barely 18 years old. And growing up in the Army, back then during the Cold War, you dream about going to battle and going to war because that's the reason of your existence. And I didn't get my chance during the Saudi war because I was here in stationed in Hawaii. But before we invaded Iraq, I got a chance to go. We were the first ones there in Iraq, so we got to Kuwait. And before that, it's you kind of have to turn off your family from your mind. It's like turning off a switch. Even before the deployment, because you have to, it's the nature of the job. There are so many things, your life, your mind, you're going at least 500 miles an hour, even before deployment. And but I was excited to go, you know, do my part. I've always saw those guys on TV coming back from the war, and I was mesmerized by the sacrifice that they made, so it was my turn to go. So I went to the deployment, and again, like I said, I had to turn off my family. I knew they were there. Communication with my family during the first deployment was very, very difficult. It's probably took us about maybe 3 months before I could call home and talk to my wife and my kids. But you know, yeah, it's the nature of the job, so you just deal with the everyday life of the deployment. And down there, you know, the chaplains try very hard to provide services for the troops. You know, they provide Sunday services, but somehow something happens inside of you that you seem so far away from God. I guess, like I said, you're going so fast. Your mind is going so fast that I never really understood what happened to my spiritual life. But you'll be reading your Bible, you know, and all you see is words, and no, there's no emotions there, no feeling at all. But I realized, you know, later on in life that it's all by God's grace that we live. So even though those tough moments, now I realize that God's grace carried me through. So we were there for about 8 months before they extended it to 12 months. Hmm. So we got.
How long were you supposed to be there?
We were supposed to be there for only 6 months initially because it was not even Operation Iraqi Freedom yet. It was Operation Enduring Freedom. It started as Operation Enduring Freedom. And after we invaded, days before we invaded Iraq, it turned to Operation Iraqi Freedom. And so we were one of the very few units that got lucky to be able to come home before the 12-month period. So we came home after 8 months. And I got home, and, you know, you're very excited to go home to see your family because you haven't seen them for a very long time. And coming back, you know, it was really exciting. I was so happy to see my kids once again and see my wife, you know, to hold them once again, because you dream about, while you're down there, you dream about, you know, holding their hands. And, you know, some days you miss one kid, the next day you miss the other one. And sometimes the next day you miss your wife. And sad to say, but sometimes you just cry yourself to sleep because it's kind of difficult inside. You know, you're so far away from home, and it's not that difficult. You know, going through what you're going through down there, It's just the thought of not being able to be there for your family, especially when they have problems or issues back home. You kind of wonder what's going on with them and how your wife is tackling the problems back home. So we got home and, you know, we had a big celebration there. You know, the things that you see on the news, you know, the soldiers marching in and the families with their banners and roses. And
yeah.
Of course, I was the only one from Hawaii, so my wife made me a big lei. So I was the only one with a lei. So.
No, where is this?
This
on
was
the East Coast?
This was on the East Coast with the 7th Transportation Group out of Fort Justice, Virginia.
Virginia. Okay.
Right. And so you go through that moment. It's kind of like a honeymoon period, so to speak. But that same day, you know, we got home and we ate and enjoyed each other. And that afternoon, we went to the PX, the Post Exchange. And I don't know what it was, but while we were in there, I don't know what happened to my mind or my spirit, but I just started shaking and I could not control my emotions. I started crying. I had to walk out of the store. And I realized then that, you know, I was not the same person that left. You know, something is me, something in me was different.
And this is that same day?
This is that same day. So it hit me that same day. And you know, it went away. I kind of brushed it off a little bit. And but over the next few days, I didn't know what depression was. I never went through depression. It would just come, just like that, you know. And it's kind of like having chills. You know, when you have a fever, it comes and then it goes away. And you know, later on, I kind of understood that. It must have been, you know, I knew it was depression because I did a little bit of research on the internet and I kind of read through. And I had a good friend who was in our church, a small cell group. He was a retired first sergeant. And we got to talking and that's when I kind of realized that, yeah, I was going through a depression. So,
Master Sergeant, you are well aware of these things. You are able to relate and feel, you know, so much in connection with Mr. Pastor.
Yeah, you know, it's always difficult because your body and your mind, you go through a complete roller coaster. You go from having to protect and defend yourself and all around you and not knowing what's about to happen to a calm environment. And once again, the human body is really not genetically made up to be able to transition like that so fast. And the things that the average service member see and experience during combat, it sometimes can be very detrimental to them for the rest of their lives. And I face some of that myself at times.
So, you know, in basically it sounds like the experience sort of short-circuits the emotional and psychological system.
It does. It's almost like when you get there, it's like a jolt. I mean, an instant jolt to you. And you always have that because you never know what's about to happen. And then when you come back to America, you know, your mind see things one way, but your eyes see them another way. In your mind, you're always looking at, what do I need to do to defend myself? Is somebody coming around the corner? What is about to happen? Because normally in a place like that, where there's a crowd of people, and then there's a disbursement, there's trouble. So what your eyes see and what your mind is telling you don't always match up, and it can cause you to be completely off balance.
You know, as Master Sergeant is talking, explaining what he's telling us, I'm looking at Mr. Pastor, and he's nodding his head in agreement with what's being expressed, described. Somehow I feel that there's a very meaningful and perhaps a healing effect in the expression of it in some ways. But when we come back, you know, I feel like, you know, obviously we're just touching, we're just scratching the very tip of the surface, as it were. But Mr. Pastor, your story, I believe, is relatable to so many other men and women who have been literally in your shoes. And we want to hear more, because not only are people who have come back from war suffering from depression, but there are others who are suffering from depression.
Yes.
And God can use you to help them, and I believe He will, and it's happening today. Stay with us with Mr. Noel Pastor. We'll be back for more of The Good Life. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on The Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. This is a very special program in that we have our guest is a This is a pre-recorded show with our guest, Chief Warrant Officer Noel Pastor, along with Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry. This program was aired a while back, but we're talking about the serious concern and issue of depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, what happens to many of our servicemen and women, and Mr. Noel Pastor shares heart to heart with us. If you want to find out more about how to gain access to this program, have others listen to it, or even for more resources, if you want to get in touch with me or Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, you can email me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org or visit me on Facebook. And of course, if you want to find out how to learn more about how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, Here's more with Mr. Noel Pastor, our guest. You know, while we were having our break, we were discussing about the matter of depression. And I, you know, especially with what's going on today, I mean, you talk about our economic situation, job loss. I mean, just this morning, you know, the Dow Jones might go up, but the unemployment rate is increasing at the same time. And you can sort of see, you don't have to be a master economist, an expert, to realize that that's going to have a long-term effect on the overall economy and how it affects various aspects in different industries in society today. And, you know, that could cause depression. Life itself have such challenges that I've often heard people say that without God, I don't know how I would make it. But we're talking about something very unique here, because we're here. I'm sitting here with two warriors, modern day warriors, who know what it is like whenever the word war is spoken of. And as such, Mr. Pastor was telling us about how he came back from his first deployment. He's there in Virginia. He goes to the PX after having a nice dinner with his family and being reunited after 8 months. And then he starts to shake. And he has to go outside. And, you know, Master Sergeant Cambry, you know what it's all about. And we want to know about how did it feel, this depression that you found out about?
It's I'm not really a professional in these matters, but there's this empty feeling inside, something I've never seen, I've never felt before, but you feel so empty inside. And your mind seems like it's not on track, you know, there's just this big emptiness inside. And when it comes, you know, I just pray to the Lord that, you know, and I know I've been there before, and I know he's going to take me through it. And I was talking to the chaplain during my second deployment, Chaplain Whitley, who did a great job, by the way, leading the chapel down there on Cub Spiker. And we were talking about depression and how it was affecting the soldiers because suicide rate was very high. Hmm. It was very high. These things that you don't hear on the news, that happens down there. We were talking about depression and how it was affecting the soldier. And one thing that sticks to my mind that he told me is that the first thing you need to do, as long as you know that it's there, and don't deny that it's there, you know, recognize that it's there.
The depression.
The depression, okay. And that feeling. And then God will take you through it if you ask him. And then the next time it comes, you know, God will take you through that depression moment again.
Master Sergeant.
You know, and that's a true statement. However, there's a large percentage of our military that currently does not have a relationship with God. So what would you recommend to them when they start to feel that emptiness or that distance? What is something that they could do to help them to begin to cope or to identify and to plow their way through that?
Once they start having these feelings, I really recommend for them to see a chaplain. And I have taken some of my soldiers to a chaplain before during the deployment. I made appointments for them. Because like you said, they don't have the background that I do. You know, they don't have the Christian foundation that I have. And down there, they have a lot of professionals. The shrinks, I guess you can call them that. Mm-hmm. But you heard about that story about the soldier who was seeing a shrink down in Baghdad, and they got too pushy, I guess, kind of invaded his space too much, that he took his M4 and he shot a psychiatrist. Wow. Shot five of them. But in my view, that the chaplains use a different pathway to reach the soldiers, you know. And I usually have good results from the appointments with the chaplains. When the soldiers go through that, I usually recommend that they go see a chaplain, and most times you have to take them down there. The hard part about recognizing depression within your soldiers is that after 4 or 5 months, you all look the same. You are, everyone is staring into space for some reason.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, you,
that is true.
You cannot tell who is having issues, who's having problems, because you all look the same. You all look depressed after 4 or 5 months.
Mm. You know, that's because the environment can wear down on you pretty fast,
right?
Because of the things that go on around you. However, when they come home for their rest and relaxation breaks, or even after deployment, for the family members, how can they identify and get them help also?
From my experience coming back to Hawaii for rest and recuperation leave, it was all nice. You know, I don't think the depression comes out during that period. Probably, it was probably imminent the last 2 days or so, because you know you're about to go back and you have to leave your family again. So you have to relive that separation
so
once again.
How long is that rest and recuperation period?
Rest and recuperation period is 14. In Hawaii, it's actually 15 days on the ground, and then you have 2 days of travel on both ends to get you in the country and back out of the country.
So, I mean, those 15 days must fly.
They do.
They do fly.
The first week is kind of, you know, slow, especially with the integration and all. But by the time that second week comes, if you blink, you're packing your bags and, you know, having to say the goodbyes all over again. And of course, you know, it's the heartbeat that's moving really fast, because you don't know really what happened. And as a military personnel, you're stuck in between, because you're home with your loved ones, but you have people out here that you really care about that are putting their lives on the line, and their lives are still at risk. And so you, although you're home, you're still thinking and wondering and hoping that everything is okay out there, and that you don't get bad news of losing someone, or you don't get back into, you know, situations where you hit the ground and immediately you're going right into a full-on battle, because that's what was ramping up while you were gone. So it's so many things that run through your mind, and how you have to set yourself again to get back into the fight. So that rest and relaxation, recuperation is really great, but it's only a blemish, and it brings you down for a second, and you're back up and rolling again.
You learn to live on monster drinks during that 14-day period, because you don't really want to go to sleep and waste time.
Right. Yeah. And how about the children?
Oh, the children cope well, I believe.
Resilient.
Very resilient. You know, people talk about us as being heroes. It's not really us. We do our job.
But
the real heroes are the family members. I don't know how my wife does it. The kids, I don't know. I can't even begin to explain how they cope with the absence of the father. Yeah, and being in active duty, you know, moving every 2 or 3 years to another duty station, and how these kids cope with all these changes in their lives, it's just a grace of God that they do real well.
I need you to know, because you can't see. You can't see, you may not even be able to hear. I hear it. But when Mr. Pastor is talking about his kids and his wife, I can even see it in Master Sergeant Cambry's eyes too. I mean, the eyes well up. And when they talk about it's the family being the heroes, somehow, some way, I mean, if there's a way you can extend some grace, some extra love and an extra tenderness, an extra gift, an extra thank you. You see someone in uniform, you know of a family member, a wife, your kids go to school with kids whose dad or mom are away. Extend some extra patience, extra love to them. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk more. You see, because when, you know, we're just talking about the first deployment. Now, when Mr. Pastor was deployed again, something else happened. We're going to talk about that. And I believe this is really going to touch your heart and really help you to understand things deeper. Maybe help you understand yourself and appreciate what you have and where you are right now. Maybe that will be a source of healing and hope and restoration for you even today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arenaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here in a pre-recorded program with Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Chief Warrant Officer Noel Pastor. And it's a heart-touching, heart-sharing time. And, you know, we always want to connect with you, our dear listeners, and that's why we have special programs like this brought back for you to listen to. These programs are available 24/7 at thegoodlifehawaii.org, these and others. Get your friends, other acquaintances to listen. If you can, if you need help, if you need assistance in some way, go ahead and contact us. I can put you in touch with Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry. Visit us at, contact me, Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.org, or you can contact me on Facebook. to find out what it means to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can go ahead and visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now here's more with Master Sergeant Cambry and Mr. Noel Pastor.
You know, Mr. Pastor, you shared a lot about your first deployment and the depression of being separated from your family and the highs and the lows. But that was only from your first deployment.
Right.
Many of us, to including myself, have seen multitudes of deployments. And, you know, we faced that where God's grace was on us once, twice, sometimes three times for a lot of us. But some don't, they don't have that opportunity. Through tragedy, things take place, things happen, things change. What, in your second deployment, what were some of the things that you faced? And more importantly, what was probably a life-changing thing that took place with you?
My second deployment, I was actually stationed in USURPAC with a unit that's not deployed for the most part. And I saw these kids going back and forth to Iraq on their second and third, and I knew it was time for me to go back, so I volunteered to go to 25th Infantry Division. And so I went back to Iraq for my second deployment. Well, during the deployment, I met a lot of, and I'm still with a lot of good people who served their country. And, you know, the first deployment, we lost some kids, but I did not really know them. It affects you a little bit. But on the second deployment, we had one that really hit very close to home. We had a kid by the name of Sergeant Devin Poche. He was 25 years old. And he was, you know, he had the greatest smile. And I would always joke around with him, you know. And I was home on R&R, rest and recuperation, and I was in the back. I was, you know, cooking a big meal because we had, you know, local guys. We like to have family gatherings, and so I was cooking in the backyard with my big wok. You know how Filipinos do it with the big wok. I was cooking and throwing football with my daughter Noelani at the same time. And I got a phone call from one of my sergeants, Staff Sergeant Johnson, who was home on R&R leave also. He lives in Aliamano. And he called me and he said, you know, hey, Chief, I got some bad news. You know, Sergeant Poche shot himself. At first, I thought, you know, just, you know, don't joke about things like that, because we like to play in my office. We like to play around. And he said, no, he said he was serious. And, you know, I started crying because I knew that kid very well. He was a good kid. So they had the ceremony at Schofield Barracks. And I could not understand why a 25-year-old kid would lose his life just like that, you know. And there are so many questions, like, you know, what could have I done? Maybe I could have done something to prevent it. Me and Sam Poche, we had this joke because he's in another section. He works in the server room, and I'm in another section. But he used to ask me for a job all the time. You know, it was like a running joke between me and him. You know, he would ask me, hey, Chief, I don't like my work, man. Can you give me a job? You know, it will be a joke. And the rest of the kids would do the same thing. So I'll tell him that, you know, I got your desk ready. Just let me know when to move your stuff, and I'll move it for you. a matter of fact, the day before I was coming home on leave, I saw him at the hallway. And looking back now, you know, something was not, I kind of sense something was not right. Because he just kept walking, and I said, "Hey, what? You don't say hi anymore, you know?" And we just started joking around again. And so I went home on leave. And then, like I said, while I was on leave, I heard that bad news.
You know, that was unfortunate to hear such. And for me, it was even more so unfortunate because we are friends. You and I are friends. And when I seen what you were going through, experiencing something like that really touched me too. And things like that touch people for various different right. reasons. However, I know, I remember in the conversation that we had, you and I, and you told me that that was one of the biggest difference in your first deployment compared to your second deployment was your relationship with God. Can you speak out a little bit on that one?
My relationship with God carried me a long way. I can't imagine with those people that do not have that faith in God. And I knew that while we are down there, I got churches praying for me, praying for my safety and my soldiers' safety. And I knew also that when things got really rough, that I could pick up the phone or get on the internet and call, you know, friends like you who could, you know, help me go through the hard times. And, you know, Brother Carlos here, he's been a very, very good Christian friend who is always helping me go through the hard times. And also I have one on the East Coast who was our cell group leader, Zach Wallace, a civilian guy. And I can always pick up the phone or get on the internet and seek for help. And they're always there to help me. But the soldier that I lost, to this day, I still carry it. You know, going back to Iraq and just the absence of him not being there. The questions of, well, maybe I could have done this, or how come I didn't see it? How come I did not see it coming? Or why didn't he say something? Maybe I could help help him out. You know, a lot of these questions. But like I mentioned, the suicide rate in the military is very high. It is something that we need to really need to pray for. But these kids, you know, they are so young, but yet they pull back-to-back deployments. You know how it is. You go 1 year in Iraq, you come back, and you're supposed to have so much dwell time or reset time of about 1 year. But within that 1 year, you're going so fast preparing for the next deployment the following year again.
Yeah.
So it takes a toll on these kids' lives because within that 1 year, they don't really have time to fix their problems, the problems that arose during their first deployment, so they carry those problems again into the next deployment.
So you're talking, and you use the word reset, a reset year, and not resetting or, you know, working through some of the issues. It sounds like it begins to compound because they're going into the next deployment.
Right. Most of the time, what reset really consists of is getting all the equipment through maintenance and prepped up and ready for your next mission. So that requires a lot of you. You're at home, but you're not at home. You're constantly on the go. And even the equipment that we deal with on a daily basis could sometimes be a tragic event because it's tons of metal, you know, live ammunition, live weapons, the whole nine yards. And then the training process to get back set and ready to go again takes, on an average, about 6 months. So you start to back that time off from the time you get back, and you have your block leave, your vacation time, then you come back and you start receiving all your equipment back. Then you got to prep all that equipment to get it into the reset process. You start your crawl, walk, run training phases. By the time you blink your eyes again, you're waving goodbye to your loved ones once again as you push out the door.
You know, when we talk about suicide, it stems from the root of hopelessness and despair. We don't have to go far. Many of us have felt deep and dark despair. And it happens to even our listeners. Some are having a great season in their life. Others have gone through it before. Others are on the verge of very trying times right now. And if you're listening today, as you are, and you're wondering, God, do you know what I'm going through? God, does anybody care? Do you care? Do you know how I feel? And maybe what I just said, you can't even express. You can't even put it in words. Maybe it's too painful to put in words. But as I look at Mr. Pastor and Master Sergeant Cambry, we know here that we're here because God has us here, and you're listening to the program because God wants to remind you today, even to these airwaves, He knows you and He loves you. And there's always hope. Always hope. With God, all things are possible. There is never a dark moment so dark that the light and hope of Christ cannot fill your heart and bring you up and lift you up and hold you up. Stay with us. We're going to be right back to hear more from Mr. Noel Pastor. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM and on AM 760 KGU. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to this special rebroadcast program with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, and our featured guest, Chief Warrant Officer Noel Pastor. Since the time of this taping, of course, you can tell there's some very heart-wrenching matters of the heart that are being shared. And the matter of post-traumatic stress disorder has come up. It's common for people who are engaged in war. But just an update that since this time, since the time when we had with Mr. Noel Pastor, he has been being treated for post-traumatic stress disorder. It's been a rough road, according to him. But he says God gets him through. It's a process. Well, we're in the middle of it. I want you to listen further to this very special time with Mr. Noel Pastor. And I'm looking right here in the studio in front of two warriors who have had to face despair. And I had to face some of their deepest, darkest fears. And I would want to know, you know, how did you make it through?
I guess the thought of knowing that God is always there with me, even in the darkest moments of my life, got me through it. There's this old song that I learned when I was a little kid growing up in church. It goes, He was there all the time. You know, when we're going through those tough moments, it may seem like He's not there, but God, let it be known and know that God is always there. Whatever problems you may be having, looking at the economy right now, especially in Hawaii with the teachers' furlough, and my sister has been working for the state for a very long time. They may be facing layoffs, and everything is so expensive here. And the depression that we go through in the military while in combat can be correlated with mm-hmm. probably the problems that other people are having out there with the economy, you know, not having enough money, facing layoffs, and you have a mortgage to pay. The average mortgage now is about $3,000. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it takes about two families to pay for a house. Everything mm-hmm. is so expensive. And there are so many uncertainties about jobs right now in Hawaii. And I know that a lot of people out there that are facing, going through these dark moments of facing these uncertainties of not having a job, not being able to pay for a mortgage, and having family problems. As I went through my depression, those dark moments in my life, knowing that God was always there and that He would always be there, whatever people are going through, know that God is always there, and this His grace is always sufficient for you. I just encourage you that you need to reach out to others. You know, if you're not in a church, you know, find a church that you can reach out to. A church that speaks the love of Christ, a church that reaches out to the hopeless.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's what people need.
Yeah, you know, that's very true. I can tell you that, throughout my time span, it was always knowing that even when I couldn't see man or anyone else, if I felt like I was in the deepest pit ever, God was there with me. I wasn't alone. And I have faced some very troublesome times, but I've always come out of it like a champion because God has always been on my side. And no matter what happens and no matter what change, just to know that God is in charge and He's there makes things better for me. During my first deployment, I really had to come to grips and understand that I had to let go and let God be in charge, and all was going to be well. And people face that. today in many of aspects in their life, whether it's on the battlefields of Iraq or Afghanistan or right here on the streets of Honolulu, we still face some of the same challenges. But I would challenge you to let go and let God, because with that peace that passes all understanding, all will be well.
You know, there's a passage of scripture that says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says, be anxious for nothing. And you think, wow, be anxious for nothing? I live in an anxious world. You know, I'm anxious right now. I have nervous twitches, you know, from time to time, because life is so nerve-wracking. And here he says, be anxious for nothing. But then he goes on, he says, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, through prayer, crying out to God. And you know, sometimes it's not in King James English, you know. Crying out to God can be in the deepest moans and groans, and sometimes the communication wouldn't be like how we would talk on the radio.
Right.
But your heart is being brought before the Lord. This has been a special rebroadcast of a very intimate time, a time of heart-to-heart sharing with Chief Warrant Officer Noel Pastor and my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry. Of course, during a time like this, you know, when we talk about depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, coming from someone who has gone through it and is going through it and is actually going through the healing process right now, you may be experiencing something just like it or know of someone who is, and you may be asking, well, is there someone I can talk to? Are there resources that you can connect me with, Danny? Well, yes. Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry is a great resource. He's been used by the Lord to help others. So, you know, go ahead and contact me via Facebook or Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.org. And, you know, we can connect and I can direct you of where to go. You know, this is a blessing. You know, if you want to find out more also about how to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've got that and other resources. Prayers. I'm saying prayers, sharing prayers for people who need prayer of blessing, prayer for their family, finances, and much more. Visit us, thegoodlifehawaii.org. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by Chief Warrant Officer Noel Pastor. Till next week, along with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, and my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I leave.